Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. My loved one is in an ICU after a motorcycle accident. What is all this stuff on him and around him? It's very confusing and overwhelming. Answer. This is a very good question. And we will start head to toe. So way doctors just organize everything that's going on to help it clear up any confusion both for the doctor when trying to examine and take care of a patient, and also explaining to family members. So let's start with the head. With the head, you might see an intracranial pressure monitor. This will be measuring pressure in the brain, and this little tubing will go from the brain to a monitor right at the side of the bed that almost looks like a big thermometer. But instead of measuring temperature, this is measuring pressure. As we move down the body, you might see a tube in the nose. This is called an NG tube, and it's providing much needed nutrition and food for when your loved one is ready to start receiving much needed nutrition to help the body heal. As we go down the body some more, you will reach the neck. At the neck, there could be a tracheostomy, which is connected to a ventilator, which is helping the patient breathe. Alternatively, there might not be a tracheostomy tube in the neck. There might be a tube going through the patient's mouth into the lungs, which is also connected to the ventilator, which is next to the bed, which is helping the patient breathe. As we continue to move further down on the stomach, you might see a PEG tube. This is another type of feeding tube. Similar to the tube in the nose, this is a more permanent tube that helps them progress through the rehabilitation much easier, as it's a little bit more permanent and won't fall out so easily. As we move to the genital area, you might see a catheter. There are two main types of catheters. All patients can have a Foley catheter. This is a tube that goes inside the urethra. In layman's terms, this tube goes inside the penis or inside the vagina and it helps urine drain out the bladder. As a patient won't have control of their bladder and bowel movements. Alternatively, for men, you might see what's called a condom catheter, which can be applied externally around the penis. As we continue further down, you may see sequential compression stockings. These basically look like blankets wrapped around the legs that are connected to tubing which inflate oxygen. It provides pressure onto the legs and releases pressure from the leg muscles, and this helps move blood through the legs and prevent severe illnesses from developing, such as deep vein thrombosis, which is a blood clot in the legs. As we look at the arms, you may see an IV, which is providing medications. You may also see an arterial line, which is helping to read the blood pressure straight from the artery itself, instead of what a lot of people see as a blood pressure cuff, which is often used in your doctor's offices or at a pharmacy to measure blood pressure. This is an even more accurate way of reading the blood pressure. You may see an IV in someone's neck. This is a more direct way of providing medications straight to the heart, which then pumps the medications all throughout the body. Taped around a finger, you may see a pulse oximeter. This helps measure how much oxygen is in a patient's blood. If it's very low, one would say that the patients could have a hard time breathing, or there could be something else going on which prevents oxygen from getting into the bloodstream and providing nutrients and oxygen to all parts of the body, including the brain. Some other things one might see is an air mattress. This helps with wounds and treating wounds, and in some cases, preventing wounds depending on the patient, which could develop. As these patients are not moving on their own, and wounds are openings in the skin or damage to the skin, which could lead to these openings in the skin, which can then lead to infection. Other things you might see in the room are restraints. Brain injury patients don't understand what happened. They don't understand where they might be. So restraints help reduce the patient from hurting themselves when they might get agitated. You might see a monitor or a computer screen in the room, which will show the nurses, physicians, and even you, now that you're educated on this topic, what the patient's blood pressure is or what the patient's oxygen saturation rate, meaning how well the oxygen is in the blood. You may see heart rate on this monitor. You may see a breathing rate on this monitor. These are the basics of what you will see in the patient's room in the ICU. And truthfully, don't be afraid to ask if there's something you see and you're not sure what it is. The staff in the ICU will be glad to explain anything you might see or wonder about, and to any detail that you might wonder. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.